When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The Dogs.
All right. Carson Beck knows he's got to be better. He's even talked about it. And we're going to let you hear that in just a second. But, Mike, the four turnovers from the quarterback position alone can't be ignored. So, yes, Georgia came back. Yes, they made it a game. Yes, they showed fight. Yes, all these things. But in these big games, you can't have four turnovers from your QB.
Yeah, there's no moral victories here unless you go out and beat Texas. You come out in a couple of weeks. Now, again, you still got to get past Auburn. Everyone's kind of writing that one off, and that's going to be a tough test because maybe there's going to be some degree of letdown. These are still young men, even though they're semi-professionals in college ball for Georgia. But Carson Beck, you know, we talked a lot about it earlier. And the big picture, too, I mean, look, Bobo, there's always people that are going to get on Bobo's case. But I just felt that, you know, you're come out throwing. I mean, one, two, three. I mean, it was pass, pass, pass. I mean, you could run the football.
Yeah.
I mean, I just felt like when you've seen it, because we've all watched our favorite college or pro team, when the game kind of gets its own inertia, and sometimes the offensive coordinator or defense coordinator falls victim to it. Do you feel me on that?
I do.
You could have run the football, taken some of the air out of it, but it's almost like all of a sudden, okay, you want a shooting match? Let's go toe-to-toe.
Panic.
And I didn't like it. In hindsight, it wasn't the move.
Mike, I say panic. That may not be the right word, but it did feel a little bit like that. Like, okay, again, you know, you play these scenarios out, right, where, okay, we're down 14, guys. What are we doing? Mm. We're down 21. Until you get into a real game situation, and then the OC starts to go, okay, well, how do we get a splash play? How about just running your offense and getting some rhythm and getting some timing going? Like, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it felt like they were reaching for stuff, big things to happen when you didn't need to.
Pass, incomplete pass, pass, pass interference to Lovett. I mean, we spent all week talking about, you know, Trevor Etienne and the factor that he needs to be in this game. So, in hindsight, would you try to, I mean, no, you're not going to sit there and turn this into like the four corners of football, Carl, but I do think you could have used your strengths and tried to run the football at him.
Hey, let's hear from Kirby Smart, because he said they wanted to make Milroe beat them with his arm, but Kirby's like, he didn't have to.
You know, we were going to make Milroe throw the ball in the red area to beat us. We didn't have to. He ran around us. You know, we had our best player on him on fourth and one, and he outran him to the sideline and then turned up and scored. He ran outside of a blitz defense that we got more people than they can block in there, and he ran what we call a moon sweep outside, and he's a really good football player. He's a really good football player. So, you know, if you could just stop him and not worry about him throwing it, I think you could do it. But when he's throwing it well and they're catching it well, really hard to stop.
Yeah, he is a good football player. I felt like the Dogs tackling, specifically between the first half and then you get into the third quarter, was a completely different game. Like, Mike, I don't want to say they looked almost afraid to tackle him and stick their head in there, but it felt that way. And then in the third quarter, they were tackling him, and he wasn't getting those yards. And so Kirby says, you know, but he didn't have to. It's a great – he's not lying about any of this, guys. Like, this is why I absolutely love Kirby. He's not fronting on, well, we could have done this. He's running around us. We're not setting the edge, and he's making plays.
It seemed like in the second half. Now, again, we talked about this. Part of this coincided with Carson Beck getting hot, and all of a sudden you're rolling. We talked earlier. There was some stuff that made some rounds today on social media. Joel Klatt, who you see on the Fox football broadcast, basically said, I don't think anyone could deny that Alabama was shook.
Yeah.
Were they really?
No, I don't
They came
so.
Right back over the top. If it's a poker game, they just came right back over
they
the
went
top.
All in.
And oh, by the way, I'm going to throw it to Ryan Williams, and he's going to go do some stuff that you can't stop, which is exactly what happened. I do think that yes, they set the edge. You know, as far you know, I know you contain the quarterback. Set the, either way, Milroe couldn't do some of the things he wanted to do. They wanted to do in the first half. You know, I go back. I'm looking more at the play-by-play earlier. I went back to the second possession. You know, 27-yard run for ETN, and then they throw it again.
Hmm.
So just. And this is the old argument for Bobo. Sometimes it always, you know the argument, run the damn ball. This was one of those games where I hate to revisit that old chestnut, but run the damn ball. Don't play their game at that point. It seemed like you let the momentum just spiral out of control.
Let's hear Kirby talk about watching the film. What did he see from his players on film?
You try to show them on tape and explain where we went wrong. You check your quality control of how much did we rep that versus that look, did we do it enough that we can actually say they should have gotten it right? Because if you do everything once and you only get one look at it, which that's not what anybody does, that's not enough. But if you do everything 10, 20 times, you can't do as much.
All right.
He's talking about some of those looks they showed early. And again, credit to Kirby and company, man. They adjusted.
Right. I mean, it got better, but it's – you know, it's everything you and I think a lot of dog fans were talking about. The slow starts that goes all the way back to the Clemson game, and you got into a slow start in Bryant Denny, and you just dug a hole that you could not get out of. Despite all the heroics. Now, some guys say, well, Carson Beck's probably feeling – I don't know what Carson Beck's feeling. It's mixed emotions because, yes, you took the lead. And, yes, Alabama – let's show 15,000 camera angles of co-eds that are crying and freaking out that Alabama has just blown this lead. But they came right back.
No.
And they got it done.
They did. Let's hear from Carson Beck. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is our dog report. Beck said he made mistakes, but listen to this.
I think it was a challenging thing. I think we just made mistakes. That was all it was. We had some, you know, busts and certain concepts, and we didn't run the right things. And, you know, just it is what it is. It's part of the game. And then they stopped us whenever we, you know, needed to convert. And, you know, that's football.
I think he's leaving out a big part of what happened. Your decision making. Am I throwing the football when my guy is in coverage or am I not? Am I throwing the football, Mike, when you see the replay back? You may not see it in real time, but now at home, you get a chance to see all these different angles and you're going, where's he throwing the football? There's two guys behind him, there's a guy in front. Like, where are you trying to deliver this football? Decision making matters. Now, if you got a guy like Ryan Williams, okay, that you can just throw it out there and he's going to find a way to make the play, that's a different deal. Most teams don't have that guy. If you got Travis Hunter, that's what Shador does a lot of times. I don't know if Georgia has that, Mike. And so his decision-making has to be better.
Well, we said this, you know, yesterday. I mean, you got a 17-year-old kid, a true freshman, who's better than everything. Call it what it is. You're better than every wide receiver Georgia rolled out in that game.
Yep.
Now, those Georgia receivers did eventually respond. And guys, I'm just telling it like it is. Arian Smith, there's also a huge drop early in that game.
There was.
You know, there's
where he hit him in the hands.
Where you can't put that on Beck. You got to make that play. And that maybe changes some of the momentum and gets you back on schedule. So, look, it doesn't define you. Lose to Texas, your road to the college football playoff now goes on the road. Real quick, they're going to meet this week. Tony Petitti from the SEC and Greg Sankey. Basically,
join us and we shall rule the universe as father and son.
Basically, the SEC and the Big Ten saying they're going to have some arrangement where we want 8 of the 12 bids for the college football playoff.
That's a power play, is it not?
And they can do it because they got the juice.
All right, we're coming back. A star in the National Football League has officially requested a trade. Who is it? We'll tell you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is Jim Rome with a Sports Minute. Hey, Seattle, I know that was a pretty rough defensive effort, but at least your quarterback balled.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.